Congratulations, my dear friends. You have made it to the last module of this program. I hope that as you've gone through modules 1 through 5, ideas and inspiration has come to you in how that you can get ready and go with regard to energizing your image and tapping into the executive presence that's already within you. And I hope that the things that we've talked about has just helped you clarify how you can uncover, realize, and accomplish more than you thought possible before you put in this audio program. So I hope that you're getting a lot of great information that you can take to heart immediately and start practicing, that you've already started practicing your body language and how you are talking to yourself and what your body is saying to yourself. So I hope that you're finding great success in all of those different elements. In this, the last and final module of this program, I've titled it The Success Formula. All this has no bearing on you if you're not arriving and getting success out of these principles. The foundational principles that I've shared with you are definitely been around forever, and you probably know a lot of this, but hopefully you've learned a couple tricks and tips and secrets or techniques or strategies, whatever word you like to use, all those different words I threw out there at you, so that you can implement these things and enjoy more satisfaction, higher profitability, higher productivity, and just greater happiness and greater awareness about the power that's within you and the amazing you that you are, so that you can uncover the incredible you. In this module, we're going to review each of the high points of the 5 other modules that we've gone through and that you've been working with me through this process. You've been so great, and I applaud you. In fact, I think I've already mentioned in this module that if you're not climbing, you're sliding. You are never standing still. So always reaching. And as you continue to feed your mind, you're actually going to see your income increase. As you learn more, your bottom line increases. So your bottom line, whether that's your what money you bring home into your pocket or your satisfaction or happiness factor. So the fact that you take professional development, self-development, all this learning to heart, you're already way above all the rest of who you may be competing with. You're going to gain greater satisfaction out of that. So I'm really excited and honored that you would trust me with your time and your energy, quite frankly. So we will review each of the module high points. We're also going to talk about where do you go from here and all of these different aspects that we've taken you through, all these different elements that we've talked about in how to energize your image and achieve the executive presence that you desire. Then we're going to talk about how you can practice, and not just practice to put these things into action, but how you can have perfect practice. A friend of mine talks about giving speeches and how practicing is so important in giving speeches so that you can deliver them with finesse and strength and confidence. And it just comes through whether or not you've practiced and been strong in that. But he talks about that practice for its own sake is not what you need to do. It's perfect practice. So perfect practice in action. And then lastly, we are going to talk about the lifelong learning process. What you can do to continue to add to your learning process so that you can continue to have and build the image that you're desiring to build. So all those little different aspects, we'll get this wrapped up in this module. And again, thank you for joining us. So let's talk about the high points of these 5 other modules that we've been going through. First off, in module 1, we talked about your self-image. Because if we're going to energize your image, and if you're going to see that success in your image, it starts what's going on in your head. You cannot have a higher self-image, or you cannot produce, you know, more positive branding or more positive interaction with others until you're able to raise your own self-image. So whatever your self-image is, there's a benchmark there of where you're at in that. In the first module, we took you through what you think your self-image is and where you would evaluate yourself. We also talked about how you can build your self-image and how important it is to build your self-image and different elements in order to do that. And I hope that you've been putting them into practice. And just to recap on those is I am statements. In the first module, we talked about writing down I am statements. If you want more confidence in your life, write down on a 3x5 card, I am confident. Review that 3x5 card at least 2 times a day. And when you have something that throws you off or something that knocks you down or trips you up, you have a bad day, a bad moment, you have a bad conversation, whatever the case may be, look at that I am confident statement on your 3x5 card or say that. Say that to yourself, looking at yourself in the mirror, looking at yourself, look yourself in the eye and state those I am statements. If you want to change something in your life, utilize those I am statements. They will be so powerful for you. In the first module, we talked about how frequent, and I just reiterated that, at least 2 times a day and more as you need it. Like with anything, if you do something for 21 days, 21 consecutive days, you will create a habit. If you're wanting to stop certain things in your life, then stop doing it for 21 days. If you want to do and add something new in your life, a better habit, then do it for 21 days. So that frequency is important. We also talked about how you can turn negative comments in thoughts that you may have into positive affirmations. So when you get a negative comment, someone throws a critique at you, stopping, getting curious about, I wonder why they feel this way or what would make them say this, and then asking a question to yourself, is this useful? Is this something that I can utilize? Is there some truth to that? And if there's some truth to it, then utilize it and put it into your life. If it's not, you disregard it. And don't take it personally and be able to move on. Then we also talked about what the secret is to a healthy self-image. Your ability to understand how you feel about yourself and what your mindset is and what's going on in your head. You think about yourself. Before you can convince anybody else, you got to work on yourself. So it comes down to spending time in the mirror and talking to yourself and working with yourself in building your self-esteem, building your self-image, taking a baseline of where you're at now and where you'd like to be. What are some things you'd like to improve? Writing down, what are some of your strengths? In fact, right now, stop this and write down 3 strengths that you have. I hope you did that. Because focusing on your strengths will increase your strengths. Now, we each have weaknesses, and the best thing to do with regard to our weaknesses is to find others that have the strengths that are our weaknesses and join up with them, team up with them. And by doing that, we then create a complementary team. That's why your spouse, your significant other, whatever the case may be, a business partner, finding those others that have the strengths that are maybe some of your weaknesses. Now, if there are some weaknesses that you know that you can improve and you realize that you need to learn some things and develop some skills, that's actually going to help improve your self-image by you going and learning and jumping into that. For instance, for me, working on websites is a very frustrating experience. So I'm very grateful for an incredible webmaster. One of the things I did, though, is I launched a podcast and I thought, how in the world am I going to do this podcast thing? So after a lot of studying, a lot of talking to experts about how to do it, and then following the path and learning the skill, I now have a podcast launched. Something that, you know, 6 months before I launched, I thought, oh, am I ever going to be able to get this done? Or how am I going to figure this out? But I knew that in order to help me in my business, it was important for me to learn how to produce a podcast. So I was able to do that. So I understood what it was I needed to learn that skill and to build that. So what do you feel like you could add to your life by stepping up your knowledge in a particular skill? And as you do that, again, your self-esteem, your self-image will improve. Your confidence will improve. And that climbing versus sliding, you'll be climbing. You'll not be sliding. You'll be learning something. So think about what it is you want to improve or what you can learn a little bit in the next short period of time, say 90 days, that if you started to learn and do a little bit each day would help you overall. Stop this module and write that down. What skill do you need to learn more about and start working on? Okay, welcome back. I hope that you've done that. And I would encourage you to take the challenges that I've shared with you, because as you do that, that will increase your learning and that will grow your executive presence and help you be able to conquer the things that you're desiring to conquer. All right, that was the first module. The second module, which was how your body translator. So we talked about in that second module how your posture affects your productivity. I hope you've been practicing that. Now, if you're listening to this as you're walking, or maybe you're running, or you're cycling, or you're in the car, or wherever you may be doing, whatever you're, when you're listening to this, I hope that automatically you sat up straighter, that you maybe, if you're walking or running, you watched your gait and your posture there as well. You perhaps got a little more abdominal action and that you strengthened and tightened your abdominals there to help you so that you're more powerful, so that your core becomes stronger. I hope that you've noticed that as you've been increasing your posture and noticing what your posture is doing, that you've actually felt more confident. You've actually felt more energy. You've felt more power. If you haven't done that, again, another action item for you is to start implementing that. Is if you start noticing, hey, I'm slouching, sit up. Hold in your abdominals. Take a big deep breath. Let it go. Noticing what your posture is doing. A reminder for you, as you increase your posture, everything gets better. Your hormone levels get better. Your ability to actually, you look thinner. You're going to feel stronger. You're going to feel calmer. Your posture is such an important aspect. Getting ready to go into a meeting, watch what your posture is saying. Now, we also talked about smiling. Have you been smiling more? I hope so. Again, wherever you're listening to this, if you're in the car, glance over at the car next to you and smile at them. Keep your eye on the road as well, though. But smile at them. And the more you smile, the smile you can give away, and it will be returned to you. People might be wondering what's up with them. And the more you smile, the more confident you're going to appear as well. So the power of a smile is such an important tool for you and a critical tool for you to increase your executive presence, your ability to communicate more effectively as well. We spent quite a bit of time on open versus closed body language. I've had a lot of learning objectives, but I hope one of the biggest things that you've taken away from this is you've been tuned in to what your body language is saying. Is it more closed, or are you opening up in conversations as you meet with others, as you have first-time interactions with others, as you're interacting with your kids, watching what their body language is? Body language is so critical to communicating with power and illustrating that executive presence. So noticing what your body language is doing. Do you have a tendency to be more closed or open in your body language? When is it appropriate for you to close some body language? But when is it most appropriate to have open body language? And remembering that the more open your body language is, again, the more powerful and confident you're going to feel. And that theme has been running through this. Hopefully that I've hammered that into this program is matters, yes, to other people and people seeing you and watching you. But at the end of the day, it matters more to your own physiology, to your own psychology as well. The way you move your body, the openness you are, the posture you have, all these things, the self-image, it's all a work from within. That 80-20 rule, I'm giving you 20%, but really, truly, 80% is what's going on inside you, inside of your head, and being able to embrace that. We also talked about open versus body language. We talked about prepping for meetings. We talked about the power up posture. So how many of you have been powering up? Standing like Wonder Woman, standing like Superman. You've got a big V for victory. How many of you have implemented that? I hope so. And I hope that you've actually seen that you have felt more confident and more ready, and you're just feeling stronger, especially as you're going on perhaps speaking in front of others, or you're going into a big interview or a big board meeting, or you're going on a first date or a 10th date, or you're just nervous about some interaction or some negotiation, some kind of crucial conversation that you have to have by having and practicing those power-up postures and prepping for that. We talked about in how to sit when you're sitting in meetings, what to do with your feet, what to do with your posture, and what to do with your hands. We talked about how to sit. We've also talked at length about how to greet others and the power of that energy that you have as you reach out and smile at another, say hello to one another, and include others in conversation, and how that will add to your image, how that will add to your ability to increase your executive presence so that others feel confident and comfortable, and that you care as well. Again, people don't necessarily care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's a great statement, and it's really true. In fact, let me say that one more time. People don't really care about how much you know until they know how much you care. So what are you doing today to show care? In fact, let's stop this program again and write down, or if you're in a car and you can't write anything down right now, maybe hit your phone and do a voice recorder message of, what can I implement today to show others I care? Is it as simple as a smile? But what can you do today to show others you care? All right, welcome back. That was module 2 that we covered. Now let's talk about module 3, communicating with your words and what words mean, what power words to implement, and your ability to communicate effectively with others. So we went through that, and I hope that you've been implementing those as well into your daily life. We also talked about what words to eradicate from your vocabulary. So what words have you stopped using? What crutch words have you stopped using? Have you noticed that you're sounding more confident? Have others noticed that you're sounding more confident because you've eliminated those crutch words? Not using the ah, the so, the and, the but, you know, any other crutch word that you have a tendency to use. So I hope that you have noticed that and are implementing that right now. And if you haven't, start listening to others around you, notice their crutch words, and ask for feedback about what crutch words do you have a tendency to use, and what do you need to be getting out of your vocabulary. Being able to communicate with your words, such a gift to being eloquent. And as you do so, you're going to feel more confident. We talked about the power of the pause. Pausing is such a critical key to your ability to show your confidence. Not too long, implementing that pause will help you come across clear. People are going to sit more on the edge of their seat as they're waiting to know what you're going to say next. So the power of the pause is your friend. It is the way that you get rid of your crutch words. That is the way that you get rid of those crutch words. All right. And we also talked about vocal variety. And if we were to play the notes of the words, the tones that you speak on a keyboard, on a piano, How many notes would you hit? And the more vocal variety that you can put in the way that you speak, speaking lower, speaking higher, speaking faster, and speaking slower. The more vocal variety that you're able to put into your speaking will make you more engaging, more charismatic. And as you speak and give presentations, your speech is not going to be one of the speeches that someone's going to fall asleep as easily because they're not quite sure where you're going to go with your voice. And it's an interesting experience to hear and listen to you. I hope that you've heard the vocal variety that I have put on this program for you. And I hope that you can implement more of that vocal variety in your day-to-day interactions with others. All right, module 4, what to wear when. So we talked a lot about clothing and how clothing helps you increase your executive presence. Clothing helps you increase your confidence. Clothing is a way to energize your image. You don't have to go break the bank in order to do so. Even just with little tweaks with an accessory here or there, certain colors here or there, those things that are complementary to you that bring out the already beauty or the beauty, whether you're male or female, the beauty in you and how clothing, what to wear when, for different occasions. We talked about how to dress for success. That visual just comes to mind for you, I would hope. And depending on the type of environment you're in and that you're working in and are associating in or socializing in, there is a uniform that comes to that. Your clothes make a statement. They make a statement to everyone around you, but they make a statement to you. And to, again, your physiology and your psychology and about how you feel about you. So if you want to be more productive, you want to be more professional, then step back and look the type of clothes you're wearing and do what you need to do to step up your image, to energize your image through the use of clothing. We talked and explored what different colors mean. There's the psychology to color. Colors create and put off emotions. What colors do you find yourself most drawn to? What colors would be complementary for you to enhance those attributes you already have? Have you implemented a power tie for the different meetings that you have where you need to make a statement? Women, have you taken into account the colors that highlight you the most? And also what pattern you're putting where on your body? And are you enhancing or are you calling more attention to a part of your body that you would prefer not to be calling apart? So stepping back and looking at the colors in your life and what they're doing and what they're saying for others around you, what they're saying to you. Also, how you can use color to influence others around you and especially yourself. So how the psychology of colors works. And I find that extremely fascinating. And I hope that you got a lot of value out of that as well. And some ahas went off for you. We talked about how to accessorize with power. Those little touches that make all the difference. How many accessories you should use and what you should not use as well. We also talked about do's and don'ts. We talked about hygiene, things that you should be aware of for your personal hygiene and how you can step that up as well. And how self-care is such an important for you to exude the executive presence that you're desiring to do so. So hygiene is a very critical piece of that as well. Our last module, module 5. In this module, we talked about the mindset of an executive. How does an executive think? So we got into the mindset of an executive. And whether you're an executive or not, or you call it something different in your profession, or perhaps you're not working full time, but that essence, that executive essence of someone with confidence, with poise, with grace, that when they speak, people listen. People are attracted to them. They're charismatic. So what is the mindset of an executive or that mentality, that high performance mentality. And we started off with the morning kickstart. What is your morning kickstart? I shared with you some thoughts and stories about my morning kickstart. And I wanted to challenge you to look at your own morning kickstart. And what have you started to do? And if you haven't yet, what can you do today to help you have a better tomorrow based on your morning kickstart routine? One of the things my husband just commented to me, that he loves to run. He's a big runner. And my husband has a tendency to go a little bit overboard when he does certain exercise things. He gets the high, right? He likes to run. He gets the runner's high. So, but one of the things he does, though, is he keeps pushing and pushing and pushing so much that then he sometimes is prone to injuries because overuse. So one of the things he's decided is, you know what? 30 minutes is probably okay. I don't have to do an hour, especially if I'm not going to be able to work it in every day to get an hour of a run. So 30 minutes is okay. And he's being okay with that. And he's working through that. So what is it that you can do to implement into your morning kickstart routine to build you up to be the high performer that you need to be? What technology do you need to utilize or turn off in order for your morning kickstart to be something that's a refresh for you to ground yourself? Are you being so sucked into what's going off on your phone, your email, you know, 24/7, 365, that you're not being able to separate and be clear and strategize because you're in a reactive mode rather than a proactive mode? So what's your morning kickstart? We talked about some organizational tools for high performers. And again, that was through technology. But other little systems or little tricks for you to implement in order to be a high performer. Again, looking at what you do, what your routine is throughout the day, and how you can tweak that and step that up. So what is it that you can do in your morning kickstart routine or use the organizational tools? What should you be feeding your mind throughout the day? What's going in their head? So what is it that you're feeding your head? What have you stopped doing? One of the things I'm a big proponent of is a stop doing list. So what is it that you can stop doing that would help you reach your goals? What are those things that keep tripping you up? For instance, do you keep hitting the snooze button when the alarm goes off in the morning? That would maybe impact your morning kickstart routine. So stop hitting the snooze button. But what is it you're feeding your mind throughout the day? What negative things are you cutting out? What's negative in your world right now that you can cut out? And what positive things can you feed into your mind? One of the things that you can positively feed into your mind is those I am statements. I am confident. I am smart. I am wealthy. I am thin. Whatever the I am is that you're seeking to have, what you're feeding your mind throughout the day. Also implementing that into your morning kickstart routine as well. And exercise. We've already talked about exercise, but how exercise is that secret weapon, how it's your secret weapon to energy. I just know that exercise is so important for each one of us. And we all are at different levels in everything. And the goal is not to compare yourself to your next door neighbor, to the guy sitting across the hall, to a sibling, to your kids, but to compare yourself to you. That is so important. And exercise is truly your secret weapon to reaching the success that you desire. So that is a basic review of what we've covered over the last several hours of training that this has been for you and what you can do. So on all of these different modules, I've given you different assignments. I've given you different challenges. And I hope that you'll re-listen to them multiple times so that you can catch something new. Because obviously our brain can only really get about 20 minutes of content of like a whole day of 8 hours. So this program is roughly 6 hours. So you're really only going to get about 15 minutes out of all of it. So I'm hoping that you will re-listen to it often so that you can catch something else that you're like, wow, that's a great idea. I'm going to do that. Or, oh, I didn't know that. Or I'm going to start doing that. I'm such a believer that knowledge isn't power, because you've heard that probably. Knowledge is power. All right. And it is. Knowledge is power. But I truly believe that real power comes from applied knowledge. It is my goal that you will be able to apply these techniques, these principles into your everyday life so that you can realize the success that is yours to have. Where do we go from here? We've talked about all these different elements. Part of the where we go from here is doing the different assignments that I've given you. These different assignments, because, and I hope too that you might report back to me, hey, Linda, I'm trying that and I'm having great success with that. Or, hey, Linda, I'm struggling with this. What are your thoughts? Send me an email. Reach out to me. Throw me a comment on Twitter or on Facebook. I'm on all the different social media. So send me a note and ask me your question. I'd be happy to answer that, because I want you to be able to get as much value out of this program as you possibly can. I want you to be able to energize your image to a degree that you never thought possible, that you are excited when you wake up in the morning, that you're ready to go and you're ready to attack your world and incredible things are happening for you. That's where you go from here. By implementing these strategies, you're going to be able to develop and realize the life that you always wanted and thought about and you didn't think you're necessarily getting. Now, I've talked about implementing all these different things and I've given you a lot to do. There's a lot on this list and it takes time. And some things are not going to happen overnight. It may be kind of overwhelming to you too to listen to all this. And this is why I'm suggesting you re-listen to it. Then I'm suggesting that you put it into action, that you have perfect practice. So in all of these modules, just pick out 3 things that you're going to do today. And then do them tomorrow. And then do them the next day. So on and so forth until 21 days and it's become a habit. Then what are you going to do next? What's going to be your next level? And as you think about this, these are all aspects that will help you step up your image and increase your executive presence. By getting really good and not just throwing everything into action, but focusing on just something a little bit every day that you can do. Tony Robbins calls this KNAI, this word he made up. Constant and never ending improvement. I like that. Just as if you're exercising and you need and want to do just a little bit more. Maybe it's an extra step. You walk. Maybe it's an extra 3 steps. I'm going to go an extra 3 steps today. Or I'm going to do 1 extra push-up. Today, whatever that is, so that we're always improving, we're always expanding, we're always learning and keeping that humility so that we can learn and so we can expand. Now, I started this program sharing with you the story of when I was a young girl and hearing the comment made about my sisters. Now, I have incredible sisters, I have incredible siblings, and they teach me every day, and they've taught me every day of my life, and I'm so thankful for each one of them, and I love them so much. As I share that, those experiences with you, I was comparing myself to them. That was my fault. That wasn't their fault. That wasn't the woman who made the comment. That wasn't my mother's fault, because she didn't say, well, what about Linda? You know, it wasn't any of those. It was my fault. Because I was comparing them to me rather than comparing myself to myself. It's great to have role models. It's great to have mentors. It's great to have coaches. I'm a big believer of that. Obviously, I wouldn't be in this profession if I wasn't a huge believer of coaches. And I am so thankful for every mentor and coach that I've had throughout my life. I am so thankful for a wonderful woman by the name of Jeannie Stevens that opened my world up, that then led onto the path of meeting an incredible woman by the name of Tricia Kwai, who, where I got hooked into professional and self-development. I'm so thankful for incredible employers throughout my career, such as a Carol Lee Moncur and a Scott Ward and a John Eunice, who showed me and illustrated what incredible bosses could be like, that listened to my voice, that asked for my input, that were not threatened by someone young, inexperienced. I'm so thankful for individuals like Parnell Black, Brad Geisen, Steve Templeton, for giving me the opportunity to learn, that trusted me to represent their brands in a way that would build value and bring others to them. I'm so thankful for individuals like Jim Houston, who would open up his knowledge and share his wisdom and his wit, and for amazing people like Phil Clark. So many individuals, and I've just thrown out just a few out there of amazing individuals, but it's not just one person that has been a coach, a mentor, or someone that has taught me such major lessons, but it's a whole village. They talk about how if you can look to giants and then stand on their shoulders, how much better and farther off you will be. Well, I've had such amazing giants that have impacted me. And the individuals, a bunch of these individuals that I've just listed are just individuals that have been in my outside world. I haven't even tapped into the amazing individuals that have been there my entire life, or almost my entire life. Individuals such as my parents, my siblings, best friends growing up, the incredible man that I married, and the incredible children I was blessed to raise and bear. All of these amazing individuals are the people that lift me up. And those days that I have felt unconfident, or I've struggled with my image, I've been able to turn back to experiences and think about just a smile that they shared, how that built me up. I've been able to turn back and look at a comment that someone said just at the right time, or even an experience that was a hard experience that I learned a great deal about myself and how to care for others and how to represent my own individual brand in a professional, polished, and positive way. All these different elements are things that I've learned. And through that, I've meshed them all together in this program. Again, a lot of these foundational principles are things that you know, you've probably heard about, you've maybe read about, and there's nothing new. I've just shared my insight with you about how to implement them. Putting them into practice. Lifelong learning. It's a journey. In fact, that old adage, and I'll never forget one of the most poignant times in my life when it was like I began to learn this with greater depth. And that was that the more you know, the more you don't know, that you realize you don't know. And that is so true. So my journey, my race to continue to learn about image, to how to promote a more polished, professional, and positive brand, to learn that nothing is impossible. My quest for all of those things continues to expand because my ignorance is just on the outside edge of what it is I know. It gets bigger. My ignorance actually gets bigger. I know that's kind of scary when we think that, wow, I want to know all about a particular area, and then we find out, wow, there's so much more to know. So learning is a lifelong journey, and I'm very grateful that I'm learning and I want to keep learning and I want to be able to take in the information and be able to grow, because I truly believe that the way to happiness, the way to prosperity, is that you're always growing. And I believe as well, truly, that as we seek each other's interests, the pie just gets bigger. The pie doesn't get smaller. It's not about, well, if I have this much, then you can only have that much. No, it's about, if I seek your interests, then my pie just gets bigger. And as you seek mine, your pie just gets bigger. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, but it's a universal principle. And I know that it works. I've seen it time and time again. One of the best things that you can do with regard to lifelong learning is to journal. One of the best ways to journal is to think about those things that you're grateful for. And in fact, if you would write in a journal every day, three things that you're grateful for, whether it be of that day, at the end of that day, or the beginning, again, in your morning kickstart, three things that you're grateful for of what happened the day before. Now, if they're simple thing, or is things, maybe you're struggling to find something you're grateful for. Maybe you're having a major trial in your life and you're like, I can't think of anything. The fact that you have a pillow to put your head on at night, maybe the only thing that you come up with. But there is something to show gratitude for. Gratitude, as you express gratitude, more will come in your life. You get what you focus on. So if you focus on those things that you're grateful for, rather than those things that you wish you had, you're going to get more of what you're grateful for. Turning those negatives into positive. I am grateful for challenges and for opposition, because I know that as I have opposition in all things, that's where the greatest growth comes from. That's where I'm able to build the strongest muscles. Think about it. The only way that you're able to tone your arms, your bicep. So if I were to take a weight, you take a weight and you were to start lifting that weight, at some point, you're going to need to increase the weight, change your technique, do more reps or something in order to increase the muscle, because you need that opposition in order to grow. What opposition in your life and your business is happening right now to you that if you change your perception around that, could actually be the catalyst for you to hit your goals faster than you ever thought possible? That is part of a mindset of an executive, of how to take those challenges, those things that come at you in life, turn them around into stepping stones rather than a stumbling block. Now, I've had my share of stumbling blocks. And a friend of mine, quite a while ago, made the comment, Linda, when I think of you, the word hope comes to mind. So that was a really sweet thing to say. Because some days, some periods, I've not felt a lot of hope, or I've felt like hope was lost. And sometimes tapping into that positive reserve is tough. As we do that, though, we're going to be able to achieve more than we ever thought possible. Now, one of the reasons I put the words that my key focus words on for my brand, for my image, is uncover, realize, and accomplish. I truly believe that we each have strengths that we can uncover. And that we haven't uncovered all of our strengths. That is a lifelong process of uncovering what is possible for each one of us. That we have the ability to uncover more than we ever thought possible within each one of us. I truly believe that. So that is why uncover is such a power word for me. What can I uncover through this experience? What can I uncover about me that will be a strength? So what can I uncover? What can you uncover? The next word, realize. Once we uncover and begin to tap into the, ooh, there's some gold here, right? There's some opportunity here. There's possibility. Then the realization that we can achieve more than we thought possible, and realizing what opportunities abound for each one of us. So it's like we tap into the gold and we uncover that, wow, there's some gold. And then we realize, wow, that gold, that's a pretty big vein of gold. And there's great depth with that. And then that last word, accomplish. Fulfillment, ROI. For all of my finance accounting friends out there. And I've got a lot of them. Accomplishing. Those that like to check off the to-do list. Wow. I dug up that gold. I realized the possibility with that gold, and I accomplished more than I ever thought I possibly could. As I sit back and I look back at the last year, or I sit back and I look at the last 10 years, or I look back at the end to the beginning of my life. Wow, what was it that I accomplished? That is all a part of this lifelong learning. Uncover, realize, and accomplish more than you ever thought possible. And then I shared with you how I truly know. I don't just believe, I know that nothing is impossible. We work long enough. We work hard enough. Sometimes we may have to change our approach or the way that we go about something. Or sometimes we may realize that what we really wanted wasn't really what we wanted. I know that nothing is impossible. I know it for each one of us. That if you want something, there are ways that you can achieve, that you can accomplish that. Those are the strengths or the my power, and that is truly what I believe, and I hope that you've sensed that from that. Now, lifelong learning, and where do we go from here? Obviously, if you want to go deeper, there's ways to do that. You can reach out to mentors. You can reach out to a coach. I'd love to help you if that's something that you're interested in, and how we can focus on you and take you to the steps and the goals that you're wanting to go to. That would be an honor to do so. If you're not wanting to work with me, I'm certain others around you. And by just turning on the light in you, of being open to learning what it is you can do to achieve those things that you're wanting to achieve, people will come into your life. Again, we're all on an individual journey. And we're not comparing ourselves to anybody else. It's unfair of us to compare ourself to another person. My brother, Kelly, just older than me, as I launched into my business in a full-time effort, he said something to me that actually another brother said to him, Wayne, when he launched into his business years before. He said, Linda, you run your own race. It's great to learn from others. It's great to study others and what's effective and how others are successful at reaching their goals or some like-mindedness or learning certain skills and certain aspects. At the end of the day, you need to trust yourself and run your own race. We're all running our own race. We're all striving to accomplish and create our own journey. Yes, we can be motivated by looking at others and saying, wow, that's really cool they did that. Oh, I'm going to do that too. But I've also found that when I've seen other individuals do something and I've then done a deeper look under the hood of the car, if you will, and appeared and I looked and I said, you know what? Wow, if they could do that, I can do that. And so that's one of the things that I have found motivating. And I want you to feel motivated by the things that I've shared with you, or the things that you're seeing me do, that, wow, if she's done that, I can do that too, because I know you can do that. I know you can achieve more than you ever thought possible, whatever that may be in. If there's a promotion that you've been going for, or you've been wanting for, and you've been secretly trying to figure out, how can I get that promotion? I hope that you will implement at least three things from this audio program to help you get that promotion. I know that nothing is impossible, and I know that you can achieve more than you ever thought possible. I know I've hounded on that, but I'm such a big believer of that aspect. The success formula includes how you see yourself, that you're never going to be able to increase or energize your self-image until you look at yourself and realize what your self-image is and how you view yourself. So if you want to increase your self-image, then you need to step it up. You need to increase. You need to fall in love with yourself. Okay. And it's not in a conceited way. It's a confident way in that you know these are the strengths that you have. You need to realize that how you move your body is impacting how you think about yourself and how you view yourself and how it's communicating to everybody else around you, how body language is so important in your ability to communicate in the way that you're desiring to communicate. Your words are so critical to your success. Words that you're telling yourself in your head, you're not speaking them out loud, or your self-talk. So if you've got negative self-talk going on, you need to get rid of that. That needs to be eradicated from your life. Start turning that around. Start talking lovingly to yourself. I love myself. I am confident. I got this. These are all great statements for you to achieve those things that you're desiring to achieve. Your words are so critical to being able to communicate with power to others around you and to yourself. Your words. Watch your words. We become what we speak about. What to wear when? What you put on your body impacts the energy that you have in order to be productive. It impacts how you view yourself. It impacts how others see you. It is signaling to others all the time what you think about yourself, what you think about them. What are the signals that your clothing are putting out? And how do you start your day? And how to have a high-performance mentality? How to have a positive mindset to pull those things, more of the things that you want into your life, and push out those things that you don't? What is your mindset? And how exercise can be that secret weapon to your energy, and how you can tap in to energy that you didn't think you had by implementing some of these things, if not all of them. And then I've shared just so much stuff, so much information, so much theory with you, but hopefully you've taken the opportunity to put some of these things into practical application and practical practice and turned that light onto you and asking yourself the questions that I've posed to you so that you can energize your image. Now, the last thing I want to ask you about and have you think about and have you contemplate on or meditate on is, what is the image that you're projecting in all the different aspects of your life? Perhaps your image as a parent is something that is confident and you have no problem with that image. Your kids, you have a great relationship with your kids. They do what you say. So what is your image as a parent? And what are some elements from that image as a parent that you would like to see in other aspects of your life? Perhaps you're single and you're a little bit shy when you're meeting new folks. So what is that image as you see that confident, great parent that you are? What is something that you can take from that aspect of being a great parent and understanding that and apply it to, you know, I'm just a great individual and you really want to get to know me. And so how can you apply that to that? And then in your business, whether you own your own business, whether you work for another company, whether you're looking to move up, whether you're just starting out with your career, what do you want your image to be? What do you want people to say about you? And beginning with the end in mind, think about the end of your life and then roll it back to what you want to have happened. What are the dreams and the goals that you have? And as you think about what you want the end of your life, what you would wanted in the end of your life, you're thinking about, okay, I want to be running a multimillion dollar corporation. So what is it going to take to do that? And thinking about the elements and all these elements, these simple little elements, these foundational principles that I've shared with you are the stepping stones to achieving and accomplishing those goals. It has been a pleasure being with you and spending this time with you. We have gone through a lot of information, and I am so thankful that you would take your time and trust me through your journey in energizing your image. I know that you can uncover more than you ever thought possible. Realize your potential and the opportunities around you, and accomplish and fulfill more than you ever thought possible. Because I truly believe that nothing is impossible. Have a fabulous day, and thanks again.